Rithin, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, www.wikipedia.org. Rithin, or in Welsh, Rhuthyn, is the county town of Denbighshire in North Wales, located at UK National Grid Reference SJ127584, approximately 53 degrees 7 minutes north, 3 degrees 18 minutes west, at the junction of the trunk roads A494, Queens Ferry, Mold, Rithin, Carwen, Dolgellau, and A525, Rhyl, Denby, Rithin, Wrexham, Whitchurch, Stoke-on-Trent. The population at the 2001 census was 5,218, of whom 47% were male and 53% female. The average age of the population was 43.0 years, and the population is 98.2% white. Rithin is located around a hill in the southern part of the Vale of Clwyd. The older part of the town, the castle and St Peter's Square, are located on top of the hill, while many newer parts of the town are on the floodplain of the River Clwyd, which became painfully apparent on several occasions in the late 1990s. New flood control works costing £3 million were inaugurated in the autumn of 2003. The name Rithin comes from Rith, or red, and Din, the Welsh word for fort, and refers to the colour of the old red sandstone which forms the geologic basis of the area, and from which the castle was constructed in 1277 to 1284. History. Little is known of the history of the town prior to the construction of the castle started in 1277. Construction was begun by Dafydd, the brother of Prince Llywelyn ap Gruffydd, but he forfeited the castle when he rebelled against King Edward I with his brother. Edward's queen, Eleanor, was in residence in 1281, so the castle must have been habitable by then. The Marcher Lord, Reginald de Grey, Justiciar of Chester, was given the cantref, an administrative district, of Defrin Cloyte, that is, Dyffryn Clwyd, the Welsh for the Vale of Clwyd, and his family ran the area for the next 226 years. The third Baron de Grey's land dispute with Owain Glyndŵr triggered Glyndŵr's rebellion against King Henry IV, which began on St Matthew's Day, the 18th of September, 1400, when Glyndŵr burned Rithin to the ground, reputedly leaving only the castle and a few other buildings standing. A Rithin native, Sir Thomas Exmew, was Lord Mayor of London in 1517-1518. His family home, Exmew Hall, is now the town's branch of Barclays Bank, on St Peter's Square. Adjacent is the half-timbered old courthouse built in 1404, now a branch of the NatWest Bank, which features the remains of a gibbet last used to execute a Jesuit priest, Father Charles Meehan, who had the misfortune to be shipwrecked on the Welsh coast when Catholicism was equated with treason. Father Meehan was hanged, drawn and quartered in 1679. In 1574, Dr. Gabriel Goodman established a grammar school in the town, now known as Rithin School, which is a fee-paying school, although a number of scholarships are awarded to local children. In 1590, Goodman also established Christ's Hospital for 12 poor persons around St. Peter's Church on the square, and he was also the Dean of Westminster for 40 years, from 1561 to 1601. During the English Civil War, the castle survived an 11-week siege, after which it was demolished by order of Parliament. The castle was rebuilt in the 19th century as a country house and is now a luxury hotel, the Rithin Castle Hotel, to distinguish it from the less expensive but still architecturally interesting Castle Hotel on St Peter's Square. From 1826 until 1921, the castle was the home of the Cornwallis West family, members of Victorian and Edwardian high society, the Prince of Wales being a guest, as was the actress Mrs. Patrick Campbell. George Cornwallis West became the stepfather of Sir Winston Churchill, despite being only 17 days older than him, the antics at the castle no doubt causing some degree of scandal to the townsfolk at the time. The first House of Correction, or Bridewell, was built at the bottom of Clwyd Street next to the river in 1654 to replace the old courthouse, where able-bodied idlers and the unemployed were sent to do work. Following John Howard's investigations into prison conditions, the Denbighshire Justices resolved to build a new model prison in Rithin on the site of the old Bridewell. Work began in January 1775. In 1802, the prison had 4 cells for prisoners and 9 rooms for debtors. The prison was enlarged in 1802, 1812, 1824-25 and 1837, by which time it could hold 37 inmates. The Prisons Act of 1865 set new standards for the design of prisons. As the Rythnic County Jail did not meet the standards, plans were drawn up for a new four-storey wing, and the new prison accommodating up to 100 prisoners in the style of London's Pentonville Prison was built at a cost of £12,000. On the 1st of April 1878, the Rythnic County Jail became Her Majesty's Prison Rythnic, covering the counties of Denbighshire, Flintshire and Merionethshire. As far as is known, only one person was ever executed in the prison, William Hughes of Denby, aged 42, who was hanged on the 17th of February 1903 for the murder of his wife, his plea of insanity having failed. Another colourful prison personality was John Jones, known as Coch Bach Bala, the little redhead from Bala, who was a kleptomaniac and a poacher who spent more than half his 60 years in the prisons of North Wales and many in England too. He twice escaped from Rythnic Jail, first on the 30th of November 1879, when he walked out of prison with three others while the staff were having supper. A £5 reward was offered for his capture, which happened the following 3rd of January. On the 30th of September 1913, he tunnelled out of his cell, and using a rope made out of his bedding, he climbed over the roof of the chapel and kitchen and got out over the wall. After 7 days living rough on the Nantclwyd estate, several miles away, Jones was shot in the leg by one of his pursuers, 19-year-old Reginald Jones Bateman. Jones died of shock and blood loss, while Jones Bateman was charged with manslaughter, although the charges were subsequently dropped. Rythnic Jail ceased to be a prison in 1916, when the prisoners and guards were transferred to Shrewsbury. The County Council bought the buildings in 1926 and used part of them for offices, the County Archives and the Town Library. During the Second World War, the prison buildings were used as a munitions factory before being handed back to the County Council afterwards, when it was the headquarters of the Denbighshire Library Service. In 2002, the jail was extensively renovated and reopened as a museum. The first copies of the Welsh National Anthem, Hen Lad Fy Nhadau, were printed in what is now the Shop 9 Tea and Gift Shop on Well Street. In 1863, the Vale of Clwyd Railway, subsequently part of the London and North Western Railway, the London Midland and Scottish Railway and British Rail, reached the town. The route ran from Rhyl on the north coast, through Denby and Rhythyn to Corwen, where the line joined a route from Rhiwabon through Llangollen, Corwen and Bala to Barmouth. The railway closed in 1963 as part of the Beeching Acts, although services between Rhythyn and Corwen had been abandoned several years earlier following a landslip. The site of the town's railway station is now occupied by a large road roundabout and the Rhythyn Craft Centre, which opened in 1982, where there are 10 studios occupied by craftsmen who can be observed by tourists working at, for example, glass blowing, ceramic manufacture, painting, furniture restoration and so on. The town's principal educational establishment is Ysgol Brynhyfryd, Brynhyfryd School, the local comprehensive school for 11 to 18 year olds. It was founded in 1898 as Rhythyn County School for Girls, the town's boys travelling 5 miles by train to Denby High School and vice versa. The school went co-educational with feeder junior schools up to about 6 miles away in 1938 under the English form of its name, but it has generally been known by the Welsh form of its name since the mid-1970s. The school underwent significant phases of building work in the 1950s, early 1970s when the number of pupils increased from 700 to 1,000 in a few years when the minimum school leaving age was raised from 15 to 16, and in 2001-2, before which it had a record-breaking number of mobile classrooms. The school's sports facilities, including the swimming pool, are used as the town's leisure centre, and it also features a theatre and arts complex, Theatre John Ambrose, named after the much-respected late headmaster of the school in the 1980s, which was opened by the actor Rhys Ifans, star of Notting Hill and so on, a former pupil of Ysgol Maes Garamond in Mold, but brought up in Rhythyn. Brynhyfryd caused controversy in recent years with the introduction of the Welsh Baccalaureate exam. Rhythyn hosted the National Eisteddfod in 1868 and 1973. Notable recent residents: Cynthia Lennon, first wife of Beatle John Lennon, settled in Rhythyn and opened the Manor House restaurant in Well Street. Julian Lennon attended Rhythyn School. Actors Rhys Ifans and his brother Llyr Evans come from Rhythyn. Footballer and actor Vinnie Jones qualified to play for Wales through his grandfather coming from Rhythyn.